We'd like to say we appreciate that on the song service this morning. Appreciate that our hearts been made to feel. Already in the service, I'm glad that I can say it is well with my soul. It is. I'm going to do something a little different this morning. Looks like some of us on the same page. Now I'm going to ask all these that's sitting on the front bench here and them two that's back there that sung with them, I'm going to ask y'all to come up here and sit ready up here. You included. We're going to read some scripture out of the book of Ephesians this morning. Lord help us. Appreciate our young folks. I really do. Probably more than they'll know. They'll ever know. These that are up here this morning, I hadn't had the privilege to charge anybody in a while, so I'm going to charge them. Not really. I'm going to try my best to mind the Lord and do that I feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. I know that it's this time that schools having graduations and their people's moving up in classes and different things this time of year. Lord help me, I'm going to try to encourage these young people. Hadn't singled them out for no other reason than I felt like doing this morning. Evidently, some of them had it on their heart they need to move up anyway, so they... We just moved them a little further up. I want them to look out across the congregation and see what I see every Sunday. And I want them to pick one out that they want to be just like. Preacher, don't do that. They're part of you, church. Part of us. Big part of us. You may think that this scripture has nothing at all to do with them or you either one, but this is what we got. It wouldn't hurt my feelings had we not had enough to fill this whole front up. Now, I don't feel disappointed because there's not more. I just know that they could be more. And they could be. You're going to have to pray for us for just a minute. A little bit hard for me to do something different sometimes. Third chapter of the book of Ephesians, I'm going to read. Starting with the first verse, says, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, Amen. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the third chapter of the book of Ephesians. And I know this was a letter that Paul had wrote unto the Gentiles here in this day, and that of Ephesus, and that his desire, and what his desire was for them, is, brethren, is to lay hold of Jesus Christ. Put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And brethren, get to comprehend and know Him as the Christ of your soul. He talked about being able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. I've got another verse that I'm going to probably read, or I may quote it here in a minute, God being my helper, but I'm going to try to stay around this, that the Lord give me the strength and give me the understanding. Now you listen, I'll be glad to let you see what's written down. It ain't nothing, my friend, that I'll read this to you and I'll show you what is written down. We may not understand altogether everything, and I don't expect you, no doubt, to understand all there is to know about Christ, but I'll say this, brethren, I'm going to charge you that's sitting here to follow after the rudiments of Christ and His commandments of what He's left with us. And I'm going to tell you why. I just said that, my friend. This will strengthen you in days to come. And brethren, it may be your safety and it may be your deliverance. Brethren, is to know more about Him. My friend, there ain't nothing in this world, brethren, greater than knowing that you're a child of God. Brethren, and you can know this. Yes, you can. You can know it. You can know it. He said that you might be able to comprehend. I'm going to stay around. That the Lord be at our helper, my friend, that we might comprehend, brethren, what's going on. And I'm going to say this, and brethren, I don't know for sure that you're all saved or whether you are or whether you're not, but brethren, if you're not, you ought to get saved. My friend, if you are, you ought to be a prisoner of Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, and I'm talking to you, brethren, in the age group you're in. Brethren, Christ will sanctify you. He will bless you. He will be your stay. And my friend, if you'll let Him. If you'll let Him. My friend, He said, comprehend with all saints what is the breadth. What is the breadth? Brethren, He's talking about the definition is spread out flat. Broad. Wide width. The width, my friend, that we might all comprehend what is the width. Think about it. How far is it from the east to the west today? Think about it. You say, preacher, I just think about from here to there. No. Wide. Broad. Spread out flat. I like that. Glory. Brethren, we've got things that we need to share, brethren, with this group of people. Yes, we do. Brethren, it falls in your lap, my friend, and my lap, how we live in front of these day by day. Yes, sir. Day by day. I got news for you. We're a pretty good church. We're about like most of them. We'll get them saved and we'll pat them on the back and say, there it is. You're saved. You're saved. Brethren, there's some breath that comes with being saved today. Some breath. How wide? Listen, definition, that's what it is. This ain't nothing, my friend. This was written to me personally. 4-18-08. That's how old it is. I brought it home, my friend. I read over it, my friend, and I folded it up, and it's in my Bible. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and brethren, it ought to help us all. You want something bad enough, brethren, you'll search for it. You know that? You'll search for it. How many times have you ever went maybe to your building, utility, or some drawer somewhere, or something that you know you had, and you know where it was the last time you seen it? You know what you'll do? You'll search. Won't you? You'll search. Yes, you will. Young folks, I will tell you something. There'll be searching done in your hearts and lives the rest of your life. Yes, they will. And there'll be some decisions made that you'll make and you'll live with them. Yes, you will. And brethren, I'm here to tell you, God's able to help you through every instance. Glory. Don't think that God's smaller because you're smaller. He's not. He's a big God. Yes, sir. He's a big God. Now you're able to comprehend what is the breadth. The breadth is the width of something. You know that. It's elementary. It's elementary. You say, preacher, we all know this, but how many of us put it to use? Huh? How much? These things, my friend, around my house that I haven't touched in years. But brethren, they're there, and if the need ever applies, I know where to go get some help. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, folks, there's some things about Christ that we need to put on in our lives that we might be better helpers. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The breadth, that you might know the breadth of it. How wide, how broad. Now I'm going to tell you something that Paul was talking about, something that he wanted the children of Ephesus to get a hold of. Yes, sir. He wanted them, thank God, to know. Brethren, it's in God's power to give you, brethren, just exactly what you need to perform. How broad? How wide? Listen. Listen. I thought, my friend, if there's anything that I could say to these young people, I'd rewrite what Paul just wrote. You hear me? And I'd give it unto them, my friend, as my prayer for them. Yes, sir, and I mean that. Yes, sir, that's how much they mean to me. Preacher, they're not yours. I got news for you. Thank God they're under my fold. Thank God I can't help but to love them today. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, folks, you know what I do when I get up here? I look for them. Yes, sir. I look for them. Yes, sir. And for their buddies. And for their friends. Yes, sir. I look for them. Keep inviting them. Invite more of them. Preacher, I don't want them to hear you preach. I got news for you. You might be surprised. They might like my preaching. Yeah. Some people do. Glory, hallelujah. Woo. Listen, the length. Listen, all saints, with what is the breadth and the length. Listen to me. We ain't got a tape measure that's going to run out. Huh? No, we ain't. We ain't got one of them guns, my friend, that just shoots so far. Some of them radars that'll just tell you how many yards, but beyond that, it's lost. You hear me? Brother, we're talking about the length. We done got the breadth. Yes, sir. Further than the eye can see. Yes, sir. Length exceedingly great. High, large, loud, mighty, sore afraid. Listen, strong, elder, greater, and more. Preacher, all that ain't in length. Yes, it is. Go look it up. Go look it up. There's things, my friend, you say, preacher, it's just the length of something. It's exceedingly great, high, large, and loud. Listen, this, my friend, that he wanted them to get a hold of was probably beyond their getting. Did you know that? Did you know they were things that were showed to Paul that Paul himself could not share with other folks? He said, I knew a man above 14 years ago. Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. He said, of such a one, brethren, he is caught up to the third heaven. Yes, sir. And he saw things, my friend, that he could not tell. Listen, brethren, we need to get a hold of the more, the length of this thing. Just see how far it will go today. Can I tell you something? I doubt that Paul saw the day that me and you live in. I doubt it. I no doubt the Lord showed him a lot of things, but I believe Paul would shout today if he could be here, my friend, for the things that he had preached are still being preached. Yes, sir. And we have not got all the length of it. You hear me? Greater. It goes beyond. Yes, it does. The width, the breadth, and the length. Now listen. I'm going to get done with these and I'm going to go just a little bit further. Lord, help me. And the depth, extent, deepness, profound as going down. Very early to walk a pace, base, the foot. The foot. How deep. The depth. Mystery. You say, preacher, some of these things don't make sense. My friend, a lot of times we don't know all of the definition of a word. Brethren, there's one word that carries many definitions, and it's according to how it is used. Brethren, the depth, he says, talking about the foot, wherever the foot is, the depth of the thing. How deep is it? In other words, just how deep can you go? Think about it. You say, preacher, I don't need to know all that. Yes, you do. You know what's wrong with most of us? Preacher, I'm not going to get on to you, but I'm just going to point out. What's wrong with most of us, my friend, is that we have no depth. We have no depth. We're shallow. We want our feet on the ground. You know the best place to swim is in the deep. Get off the shore. Get out into the deep where you can swim. Preacher, I'm afraid of the deep. I got news for you. You'll never swim. You'll never swim until you get in the deep. You ain't gonna hit no rock. Ain't gonna hit nothing under you. Brethren, it's open. I heard a man say one time, he said, if you want to catch the big fish, he said, you got to get out further into the deep. Think about it. Where's them whales live? They don't live in the shallow. They can't function. They live in the deep. Do they not? My friend, what is the depth of the knowledge of Christ? What is the depth? You say, preacher, I've been saved. I've been saved. I've been saved. I told them in our Sunday school this morning, and I'll say it to this group right now, my friend, you can get to heaven without knowing a lot of these things, but don't you ever wonder what's in the deep. Do you know why you can get out far in that ocean so far and that water's just as blue and clear as a crystal? You can't tell how far you're looking. You don't know how deep, my friend, the bottom of that thing is because you cannot see bottom. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's things about Christ that we ought to know the breadth and the length and the depth, my friend. Yes, sir. We ought to know, my friend, why Jesus come and done what he done for us. Yes, sir. He's give it to us. You can comprehend this. Yes, you can. Height, width, length, depth, height. What's the height? Above. Above. Beyond. Did you know really and truly you'd be amazed how far a natural eye can just see. If it's clear. If it's clear, you can see further than you think you can. You might not be able to tell what the object is, but you can tell if there's an object out there. You get out at night, my friend, and I can get on my back porch, and there's a line. There's a line west of my house to where all the jets come out of the north, I reckon. I've sat there and I've counted, brethren, one every 15 minutes. They carry the same line. It's just like there's on a chain, and they're just carrying them to somewhere and it's picking them up and just bringing them back. Every 15 minutes, brethren, they're across that sky. Yes, sir. They're headed to Atlanta. I know where they're going. And they all carry the same route. Isn't it amazing? And you know what? I can see. I can see the blinking. I can't see the form. They're so far out. But I can see the blinking, and I can tell they're on that stream. Listen, beyond that is stars. Beyond that is stars, and I can see them stars with the naked eye. Ain't that amazing? Wonder how many miles that is. Wonder how many feet that is. Wonder how many inches that is. Can you see, my friend, we don't know altogether how far we can see. Listen. That you might know, if you had a box, my friend, Revelation 20th chapter, 21st chapter, 22nd chapter, 21st chapter. I'll get it. 21st chapter, he said, you know what he talked about, New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven? Did he not say that it was a city four square? Four square. It said as wide as it is long, as it is high, as it is deep. It's equal. And it said, you know what it said about that building? It said, and there was three gates on every side. 12 gates. 12 gates. Enter that city. 12 gates. Now listen, you say, preacher, I can't wait till I get over and see that building. I want you to know something. I'm going to have to be just like old Elisha. Lord, open their eyes. Huh? Open their eyes. Look, my friend, at what God has done for us. Above, beyond, across. For the sake of, instead, regarding, superior to, more than, exceeding abundantly, the height. Listen. Above, behalf of, beyond, the very chiefest, the very highly. It gives several definitions. That we might know what? That we might know the breadth, the length, and depth, and height. He didn't stop there. He put a semicolon, comma. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, if I couldn't preach to you that you could have all of it, my friend, then we'd be hurting. But I want you to know you can have all that they've got. All that they've got. Listen, all that they've got. It makes no difference. I don't know whether you got somebody that you ever look at or what have you, but I looked at them when I was your age. I did. I looked at people in church. I looked around the church. Brethren, not only that, there was some people that stuck in my heart. because they done things when the Lord said for them to do it. And brethren, when they done things, you took notice. Do you know that? Now I'm going to say this, young ladies and young men too. I'm going to pray that one of you be a shouter. You say, preacher, it ain't going to be me. I'm going to say this. Don't say it won't. Don't say it won't. You say, preacher, we don't need no shouters. I'm going to tell you young folks, we need some shouters. Yeah, man. We need some, thank God, that the Spirit of God gets a hold of that they just can't help it. Glory! I mean, just can't help it, my friend. You might know the fullness. I mean, the fullness of what God's got for us. Woo! You might think I've lost my marbles, but I ain't. I'm going to say this, and I think of it when I see these young folks. Church, you know what I see right here? I see me when I was that age. I do. I see me when I was that age. Listen, it ain't everybody, church, that goes to the dogs. Do you know that? It ain't everybody, my friend, that flees away from the church. I'm going to pray, my friend, again, and y'all might not like this, but I love it. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to pray that every one of you has got to stick them. Yes, the stick them. You know what stick them is? Brethren, you cannot get rid of it. It latches a hold, brethren, and it won't let go, folks. We still need it. We need it out of these that's here. Yes, we do, but we need it out of you. Get that stick 'em. Have you ever had Velcro that you just couldn't hardly get apart? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Get that stick 'em. Get that stick 'em. Preacher, and I get a certain age, I'm going to leave the church. I got news for you. I'm going to pray that God gets a hold of you. You say, preacher, don't sick God on me. He's already on you and you already know it. Yes, you do. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you'd exercise that you have, God would bless you even more. He'll do it. At your age, He'll do it. Yes, He will. But that you might know the fullness of God. Now, there's a verse over in the book of Job, I believe it is, somewhere around the 22nd chapter, and it says these words, and I want you to listen real close. Acquaint now thyself with Him. Listen. Acquaint now thyself with Him the Lord. Listen, and be at peace. Did you hear that? I believe you did. And be at peace. Peace comes from the Lord, folks. Yes, it does. You can measure up. You can do everything your little heart desires. But I want you to know at the end of the day, it's according to what kind of peace you have between you and the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, don't preach to my children this way. Folks, I want you to know God won't hurt them. Amen. Amen. He will not hurt them. Thank God the best place in this world to lay these young folks is at the feet of Jesus. Thank God and pray that they get a hold of something that they cannot let go of. Glory. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That'd be my desire, wouldn't it, yours? Be my heart's desire. I'll tell you something, young folks. You don't have to hang your head. because you're different. You don't have to hang your head because you believe. My friend, I've had people ask me, even to this day, how can I believe in something that I don't even see? I want you to know I sure have failed him. Huh? I mean, I failed him. Brethren, he dealt with my heart, and I knowed it was him. Yes, sir. I believe if he's ever dealt with your heart, you know it. The best thing you can do, my friend, is just what I just quoted to you. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. You'll never regret it. You'll never regret it. I know that some of you's probably got ideas about what you want to be and what you're going to do. I'm going to use Stephanie for just a minute. She's not here, but she won't mind this. And Stephanie was here, and she was going to college. She was going for a different thing. Was she not? She was going for a different thing. And I felt all the time that she just make a good elementary teacher. But she wanted something a little more than that. She did. She went after it, but I'll tell you what she done. About a year and a half into it, brother, she come to this church and she got up and made her testimony. Thank God. She said, I believe the Lord wants me to be an elementary teacher. Glory! Hallelujah! It ain't the big things, brother, that'll satisfy you today. No, it ain't. Get a hold of God. Amen. Let God get a hold of you to where you cannot let him go today. You done it, didn't you? Yes, sir. Going what? Law? Huh? Why'd you change, Case? Yeah. Lord showed you something different, didn't he? Glory, hallelujah! He showed you where your peace is. Hallelujah! Glory! It'll work for you, folks. Yes, it will. God's good. All the time. Yes, sir. He sure is. You can come get a verse of a song. I guess you got it. I'm not trying to put these on the spot. Honestly, I felt like I got to study and I got to look, and I don't mind telling you, I had nobody for this Sunday. And I've been sort of praying all week, off and on. What am I going to do? Bruce didn't call. He didn't evidently have anybody, and I didn't call him. I got my Bible down, and I started reading. And as I read, I had to go looking for something. And I know I had it. I know I had it. I'm going to tell you something, church. For whatever reason, I had to do what I done this morning. It's my part. It's my part of this service. I had to bring these up. But I'm going to tell you something, church. I love them. I believe you love them. I'll tell you something, folks. They ain't nobody love you any better than what's sitting here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I got to digging. And you know why I was digging? I run across a lot of things. I run across scripture, my friend, and Lord, just bless me. Just read it. And I'd read it and I'd come to a place and he said, you're going to dig a little more. Huh? That first hour done passed. You hear me? I was on the second hour. You hear me? Brethren, after a while, I was on that third hour. Preacher, I don't like digging that much. I tell you, when you grow there's gold in there, brother, you'll dig. You'll dig. Oh, I pray. I do. I pray the Word of God gets a hold of you, brethren, just like it gets a hold of me. I was 15 years old and I got saved. And I'm not ashamed a bit of it. Not a bit. Went to the same school. Changed my ways of doing. Yes, sir. I changed my ways of talking. Yes, sir. Conversations that I'd had on Wednesday, brethren, Thursday, I didn't have them. You hear me? Something got a hold of me, brethren, and I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed it did. No, sir. I'm not ashamed that things changed in my life. No, I'm not. We had a little red-headed lady that sat on the second bank, sat right there on the corner where Steve's at. Her name was Myrtle Goodnight. Myrtle Goodnight, she'd ask prayer for her husband, Buck. That man, for as long as I'd known him, he'd bring her to the house of God and let her out. And when it was time to get out, he'd be out there in the parking lot. See, she had a way home. You hear me? You hear me? But his heart wasn't right with God. And Myrtle knowed it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You get a hold of the right note between you and the Lord, Miss Myrtle was going to let her go. Yes, sir. She is going to shout. Yes, sir. And she'd shout for a while. She ever got started. And she didn't stand. She didn't stand right there. She'd be all over the church. Yes, sir. Something got a hold of her, Leroy. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, we don't do that no more. I've done told you, my friend, what I'm going to pray for. Huh? Oh, David's brethren was out there on the battlefield. But you know what? They wouldn't fighting. They're standing around eating crackers and cheese. That's what he brought them, was he not? While he was there, they began to talk about what was going on. It wasn't no fight. Old giant come out every day and presented himself, and they wouldn't a man go against him. 40 days. Jesse wanted to know how the fight was going. Huh? He won't know. David was keeping the sheep. You know what Jesse done? Jesse kept the sheep. He sent David down there to get with his brothers and see what was going on. David was just a rud. Youth. A youth. Youth. Y'all hear that? Youth. God used him. He might have been keeping sheep out there, but I believe God used him. Showed him some things. Did he not? He knowed about a bear and a lion. Didn't he? Yes, sir. And he knowed who helped him. That's the main thing, is who helped you. I'm going to tell you young folks something. My friend, I'm not as young as I used to be, but I'm going to tell you that my Lord has helped me all my journey. Did you hear that? All my journey. all, everything I've done in my life, the Lord has helped me. And I've always said this, and I always will. My Lord owes me nothing. Do you know that? Nothing. And yet he still keeps giving. Do you know that? He just keeps giving and giving and giving. And I was doing some search last night. I knowed I had something. I couldn't find it through them first two and a half hours. And I got the old dictionary out, and I got to looking and reading and going back and forth. And I wrote some things down. Ain't even mentioned them. Ain't even going to bring them out. You hear me? I ain't going to touch them. I'm too far gone. Glory. That's not a bad thing. And I put them dictionaries up. And I thought to myself, I know that it's in there. Yeah. I flipped over. Way over there. My Bible's full of junk. For a lot of folks. You wouldn't understand one thing I got wrote down. No, you wouldn't. I flipped, and I looked, and I done this whole thing from them pages, buddy. I went from about 20 or 30 pages, and I can feel if there's anything in there, and I felt all the way through her.
Bless him, Lord.
But I wasn't satisfied. I knowed I had something else in there. Lord said, just look one more time. Well, I done looked. About like fishing. We fished all night and didn't have a thing.
Amen.
Yeah. Lord said, just put it on the right side. Yeah. Listen, I don't know why I'm going through all this. My friend, I enjoyed every bit of it. Do you know that? I enjoyed every bit of it. I flipped and I flipped one, and there was about six or seven little old pieces of paper flew out. Plumb out on the floor. I reached over and I started picking them up, and the last one I picked up was it. He said, there it is. And I've already told you, I ain't going to give it to you. I may one of these days, but I ain't going to give it to you today. Huh? Because as soon as I found it, he said, here's what I want you to do. Do you hear me? David got old virus checking on the war. And you know what David found? He found himself right in the middle of it. Did he not? Sent him, he made word over there, and they sent him all the way to Saul, the king. And Saul looked at him and he said, you're but a rud, a youth. And David told him the thing. He told him a thing about a bear and about a lion and how God helped him. Yes, sir. And supposedly there was 400 or 500, or there's thousands of valiant warriors in the midst of Israel. Thousands of them. You hear me? Not one went out. Not one. David said, I'll go out and fight this uncircumcised Philistine. That's what he said. That ain't what he said. That's what he done. He didn't take king's armor, but he had him a pouch. Went down the brook down there and got him 5 smooth stones. David knowed how to use a sling. Between him and the Lord, a stone found old Goliath right there. put him on the ground, did he not? I don't care how big of an enemy you got. I don't care how big of a task you come up against. I want you to know that God's greater than them all. He is. He'll work for you just like he'll work for them. Yes, he will. But you're going to have to put him first in your life. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Let us stand.